Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get a couple of minutes here with Kevin Kudiak because he's the man about town looking at all the sports.
All the sports.
With a jaundiced eye. Right? That's what he is. I'm considering him our expert now because I love his commentary.
He's got a show on Wildfire Radio now, Wildfire Sports.
Ooh. Well, he's doing some of this stuff too, is he? Let me get him out right now. Kevin Cooney. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo.
Kevin, what's your philosophical position on moral victories?
Normally, I'm against them, except when you had two guys making their NBA debuts and a center that everybody thought was going to play 16 minutes and ended up playing 27.
And so the coach said after the game, they lost the opener, and he said he was proud of them. You endorse that comment?
I'm okay with it on night one. Look, Angelo, they played a team that's probably the second-best team right now in the East after what happened with Boston and Gordon Hayward. Yeah. You play them tough on the road. Yeah, you had 17 turnovers. All five of your starters were in plus territory. The concern, obviously, for me is – Markelle Fultz's shooting motion is, I saw somebody compare it to Charles
Barkley. Frighteningly painful.
Yeah, he may be in pain. That may be part of the problem. You're right.
Him being, that is a concern a little bit. But I would say the rest of the evening, short of a W, it didn't go too poorly for the Sixers. I thought they actually played fairly well against a pretty good team.
See, now, before I matured recently, Kev, I would have started yelling and screaming right now, but I don't do that these days. I have a man in the studio who's growling right now, and his name is Hollis Thomas.
Good morning, Kevin.
And Hollis, what would you like to say in response to Kevin's acceptance of failure?
Kevin, that is a book for losers. That stinks to high heaven.
Right.
I know it's 82 games left. It was 81 now?
Yeah, 81.
We're 0-1.
81-1, Hollis. Yeah, come on.
I'm just saying, though, you can't, when the coach comes out there like that, he's already had that mentality for four straight years. We don't need that crap in the year where we're supposed to be building a winner.
Well, when you put it that way, I understand. But I would say that the thing is,
you accepted losing, Kevin.
Yeah, you are.
You cannot accept losing. Losing is not an option, Kevin. We've been making excuses for them for, 4 years?
Yeah, well, he has been too. He hasn't ripped them once in the 4 years.
I have to let him reply at some point.
Okay, Kevin. Sorry about that, Kevin. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Hollis, you remember, A, I'm a born loser. But no, B, I would say that there are times, and look, in the grind of an 82-game schedule, there are times when you also do look at the bigger picture. And most nights, the effort that the Sixers would have put in on the road would have won them a game like that. So I'm kind of giving them one night of the benefit of the doubt. There's a big picture here.
But it's a short leash. Because you're talking about a grind. It was the first game. All right? And frankly, Kevin, I'm going to tell you something. I'm now going to go positive on you. There's somebody on that team I'm getting a man crush on already. And his name is J.J. Redick, and here's why. Listen.
We're not going to try to lose this season and take a bunch of positives from that. We're trying to win. We're trying to be in the playoffs this year. So that's got to be the mindset.
Isn't that the mindset, Kev? We got to win now, right?
That's a veteran who has been through it before and who actually is going through his share of losing. So I'll...
He's been in the playoffs 11 straight years.
Well, yeah, but he's also played for teams that were 8 seeds who were under 500, too. So, hey,
8 seed looks good to me right now. where do I sign, Kevin?
Angelo, the point is, again, played a good team on the road, played tough all night. Most nights, that effort wins you a game.
You played tough for a loss, Kevin. You played tough for a loss.
Fair enough. Let me move to football. I just asked this question to Ray Dittiger. I'm going to ask you, Kevin. Who's the best team in the NFC?
I never thought I'd say this. I've been waiting for this day of reckoning since all along. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow. I can't, Kevin, I hear it and I can't believe it. I'm watching the games and I can't believe it. I didn't see, no one saw this coming. Will it,
no.
Here's the thing though, Kev, you know the psychology in this city. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, aren't you?
You're waiting for Monday night, in other words.
Yeah,
I am.
I just expect disaster imminent because these things don't continue that long. They just don't.
Yeah, but if you let Kevin tell it, if the Eagles play real tough and lose, then everything's going to be okay.
No, don't do that. We're done with that. Hollis, back off.
He's not that bisexual that you can intermix them.
Kev, are we conditioned? I mean, things go wrong for us. They have since 08, yeah. No,
I agree. I think that everybody expects that the sky is going to fall based on what's happened here the last 35 years.
Yep.
I mean, look, the one thing, but everything, again, everything is kind of lining up right for them. You know, the main threat, I thought, in the NFC was the Packers. And the Packers now, without Aaron Rodgers, are cooked. I don't think they're going to win that division. You look at everybody else. Atlanta's flawed. Atlanta has, I just watched Atlanta basically, choke up a game.
That was awful. Man, that was bad, Kev. Wow.
I mean, bad. You know, Seattle looks okay.
Beatable, but they look beatable.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And the Rams are kind of in the same position as the Eagles. So,
you know what I think about that Rams game, because I've been looking at it? I don't think there's any way that that Wentz will allow himself to lose to the guy who got picked in front of him.
And I'm going to tell you something else for you. They're not losing anyway. We're going to be there. We're going to that
game. Well, that's not a plus.
That's a plus.
Yeah, there's the sky falling moment.
All
right,
wait a minute, Kev. There's no reason for you to be critical. Now all of a sudden he's critical when it comes to us. All right, one last one, Kev. I got to ask you because you're also a very knowledgeable baseball guy. You've seen the preliminary list of managerial candidates for the Phillies. Impressed?
They're not overwhelming, no. I think that, Angelo, I think this reflects what the modern baseball culture is. And the modern baseball culture is that the manager is disposable, the manager is there to do nothing more than invoke the mindset of the front office.
Oh,
and if you look at teams like Houston, you look at teams, I'll give another example here when I think of it. Detroit was like that. Teams that look with the general manager going to a manager, this is the way I want you to run a ship, okay? The Dodgers are like that in a lot of ways with Dave Roberts.
All right, but Kev, I'm with you, except our general manager – does not have the record of a Firestone. I think he's the guy in L.A. These guys that are getting managers that are doing their bidding are GMs who have a track record of success. Why would I think that Matt Klentak is good at this?
Well, the guy in Houston, Judd Ludlow, did he have a successful track record before he got the job with the Astros?
I don't know. Did he?
No. I mean, he was a first-time GM, too.
Probably
why they
lost three in a row.
What a comeback, Angel.
Wow.
That's impressive.
All right. You got me, Angel, that one.
Kevin Cooney, you're the best thing happened in this town. We'll talk again soon, my friend. Be well.
Thanks, Angelo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.